This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is John Leonard from the Litchfield Park District. John, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Tobin. Thank you for having me on the air again.
Not a problem. We are here to talk about the Litchfield Park District and out at Walton Park, a lot of interesting things are going on. First off, I'm going to bring this up. You are building a new band. Well, it's already complete. A new bandstand.
Yes,
out
it's
at the
finished.
Park.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this.
It's part of our long-term plan. We had planned this approximately 7 years ago, and we finally got it into our budget. We've had a lot of people wanting to hold programs at the Walton Park area, and we had been watching Hillsborough and Benald with their stage program, and we thought it would be a good thing to help our community. We want the Litchfield Band to use it also for they can utilize the park and see how beautiful it is out there. We've already had one event, the Rockin' Out for Cancer. We want to thank Bobby White and Shelley White for their dedication to that program. The stage is a great addition. Not only do we have the stage new, we just put in what's called Juanita's Trail, a handicap walk from the east side of the facility coming off of the covered bridge, and it helps the handicap get up into the pavilion.
You mentioned out the Rockin' Out breast cancer thing, and I believe that kind of set the stage. So that way they didn't have to go rent the stage from the city or whatever. It's there. All they have to do is just plug in and go, have the fundraiser, and it's taken care of.
Correct. And we do have rules. When we have special events where the stage is involved, you have to get a hold of the Litchfield Park District to schedule your date to see if it's open.
Right.
And then once that is established, then you need to speak to the Chief of Police, Lee Jarman, and the City Administrator, Tanya Flannery, to make sure that if alcohol is involved, there's certain permits have to be brought to bear and things such as this. And it is a great partnership.
And of course, this you mentioned Benald and Hillsborough. It kind of seems to me like you're leaning towards maybe a summer concert series out there, maybe down the road.
Yes, we are. And we have spoken with Hillsborough and we've spoken with Benald. When we establish our summer program, it will not conflict with theirs. We want to make sure we stay away from their dates to show our support for their communities as well as our own.
Is there any plans for, like, I mean, you mentioned Benald, they've got a concession stand that helps sell items that they have. Is there plans to build maybe a concession stand out there if you go that route, so that way more revenue could come in?
Not at this point in time, but since you brought that up, we're getting ready to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the Litchfield Park District serving the community of Litchfield. Mm-hmm. And on October 4th, the Litchfield Park District has sponsored the John Mondin Band. And one of the gentlemen in the band was a local here, Johnny Coatney. They will be out there from 6 to 10. We will have the Litchfield Bass Club will be selling fish that day. They're going to set up their vending. Also, the American Legion is going to set up and sell pork patties, hamburgers, hot dogs, ice water, and soda. And that is all taking place on October 4th.
All right. That's hard to believe. That's right around the corner.
Oh, yes. It's been a great item to put on the agenda for the Park District. Again, like I said, we're celebrating our 70th anniversary, and we've been asked so many times about these programs in the other communities. We felt it was time that we stepped up to the bat and participated.
One other thing I want to bring to your attention is the calendar here. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have a new fundraiser that will be available to the community. It is the Litchfield Park District calendar. It has pictures of local things in our own community. We will have them out there on October 4th to sell. It is a fundraiser for the Litchfield Park District to help us support some of our programs. There will be a $10 fee, and each year the pitchers will change. We have a new archery range that we've just brought online. For those that you don't know, we have a 8-foot tower that we just put in for you deer hunters to come out and sight your bows. We have a 3D target out there also. These are all new added this year. So you can tell that we're involved quite a bit this year.
Absolutely. And not only that, you have a flyer now that is out the historic courthouse and at various locations promoting the park district. And it just amazes me what is involved with the park district. You got the community center, you got Davis Park, you got Plummer Park, Eklund Park, Schalk Park.
We even have Corwin Walton Park.
Yeah, I mean,
correct.
It's more than meets the eye.
We take care of 6 parks. Walton Park, yes, is owned by the city of Litchfield, but it is managed and has been for a very long time over Walton Park. And we're getting more and more people coming to us, donating time, money, participating in programs than we have ever seen in our history. And I have been doing this 12 years. And
it's come a long way, hasn't it?
Oh my goodness. We have a bench program where you can sponsor a bench, and we'll put that in any park. The Davis Fund just sponsored 2 benches in the Davis Park and in Eklund Park. We even have a swim program at the Memorial Pool, evening swim, that Steve Smith Brubaker sponsored this year for us on Wednesday nights, and the community has been coming out and filling the pool on those evenings.
How did the pool do this year?
We did fine. We could have showed a profit, but we're paying off a bond issue,
right,
which we have to put into play to do the upgrades. But we have seen record numbers this year at the pool.
That's outstanding. And we've got a couple minutes here, and I know this isn't possible without your without the help of a lot of people here, and I know you brought a list here.
Yes.
So quickly go through that list as we wrap things up here.
Okay. We want to thank John Rankin as an architect. He allows us to help us with our drawings. The City of Litchfield Police Department, the City Hall of Litchfield, WSMI Radio, the Mayor and City Council of Litchfield, the Litchfield Fire Department Dive Team, Shut Sports, Kevin Coatney's tree cutting, Dave Rovey with the American Legion, the Calico Dancers, Hearts United, the Litchfield Eagles, the Litchfield Moose Lodge. Russell Hallman donated a bunch of parking blocks for the park district this year. Hot Toddies, Litchfield Bank and Trust, First National Bank of Litchfield, the National Bank of Litchfield, Community Savings and Loan, Litchfield Street Department, Litchfield Lake Department, Litchfield Baseball Inc., Litchfield Soccer, Young's Roofing, and the family of Juanita Young, D&M Electric, the American Legion, Evergreen Assistant Living Facility, all the employees of the Park District and Park District Commissioners, McDonald's, again, Steve Smith, Brubaker Chevy, Kenny Construction, Shorts Furniture, Big Dog Dare, Litchfield Senior Club, Pepsi, the Mac and Patricia Ritchie Endowment Fund, CEFS Golden Circle, Hillsborough Journal, Litchfield News Herald, Trees Forever, CFI Construction, Steve Bryant, Jim Lutz, Litchfield Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, the Litchfield Bass Anglers Club, the Davis Fund, the office of the county clerk's office, Max Fire and Safety. We want to say thank you. You help us make our parks a better place for our community.
John, and we're out of time. I thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on a wonderful job with the Park District and all involved, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you again.
Thank you, and I just want to close with announcing the Park District Commissioners that work hard, and we do not get paid for this. People don't understand that. Melissa Leonard, Corey Bishop, Kevin Young, Steve Bates, Cy Jarman, and Peggy Hempstead, thank you.
All right, John, it's always a pleasure, and I talk to you soon.
Thank you, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was John Leonard from the Litchfield Park District. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.